Rachel, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So the idea, I guess, is that there's 20 young writers from across the country who do get involved with Intersection. How did you, I guess, decide on which talented people to pick?
Well, so 20 young playwrights are invited to the National Studio. They apply for the National Studio program and ATYP. I have no idea what the process is in terms of selecting the ones that actually get to come to the studio. But then from that, so these 20 young playwrights get to go to Bundanon for a week, and it's kind of like this week-long writing camp, I guess. And then across that week, they work with their mentors and sort of build a world in which all 10 of them have to write, all 20 of them, sorry, have to write a 10-minute piece that belongs in this world. And then we had the really tough challenge after that of listening to all 20 of these plays and only selecting 10 of them to actually be in the piece, which was tricky enough. So I can't imagine how hard the process of actually selecting the playwrights to come to the studio would have been.
And so I guess you mentioned mentors there. Could you tell us a bit more about perhaps some of the mentors for this 2018 Intersection?
Yeah, so they had, who did they have? Stephen Carlton and Mary Rachel Brown and Michelle Lee all came along, and there were 20, yeah, so these 20 young playwrights were all split up into groups, and they had sessions with each of them across the week, and who sort of taught them different skills or like gave them different jumping off points from which they could write their pieces and helped them build the world of the play. Our dramaturg for the production, Jane and Fraser from ATYP, just rocked up on the final day and got to sort of see the result of that and hear these amazing stories. And it was incredible how you could have 20 different voices from all around the country all writing pieces that still kind of felt like they belonged to the same world. It was really something pretty special.
Yeah, so I suppose what would be the long-term plan or aim for people who are, you know, heading into the Intersection program?
Well, I guess some of these guys were maybe first-time playwrights, and some have graduated from writing courses already. So it's starting to build that career as a playwright, I guess. Each of the ones that are selected for the show get their pieces published. They receive a commission from ATYP. It's a really great first step in building your career as a playwright.
It sounds like a pretty diverse bunch of playwrights you've got there then.
Yeah, I mean, there were people from all over Australia. We had some people from Darwin, from Perth, Queensland. I mean, yeah, all over Australia. there was a bunch of guys. It was really great.
So you mentioned as well all of the pieces did seem to, I guess, fit within their own world despite such different backgrounds. Were there any, I guess, themes that did seem to come through of how, you know, people were writing about youth life in Australia at the moment?
Well, it was kind of interesting that they all covered a different ground. It wasn't as if we had, you know, 7 plays about sexuality or, you know, any like 5 plays about social media or anything like that. It was really, what was really so fantastic about it is that they all wrote about so many different things. But I guess one of the prevailing themes that came through though was this idea of aspiration and expectation, this feeling that, you know, we want to be something else, but we don't really know how to be something else, but we feel like the world expects us to be something else and to do great things, and just exactly what that that challenge is of, you know, meeting your own expectations and meeting the rest of the world's expectations when you're not really sure what it is that you're aspiring for anyway, which is, you know, tough.
Yeah, definitely.
Tough as a 31-year-old, let alone as a 17-year-old.
Yeah. Just before I do let you go, Rachel, how can people get involved? Where can people see these plays?
So we are on at the... So this is ATYP's first show with Griffin Theatre Company for this year. So we're at the Stables in Griffin. We preview from tomorrow night and we open on Friday. And then we run through till the 17th of Feb. So 31st of Jan to the 17th of Feb.
Super exciting stuff. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.